Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome one, welcome all to Chicagoland Sports Radio. .com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. It's the 2015 season for DePaul Women's Volleyball, all the home games exclusively here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's the 2015 DePaul Invitational. We are live here at the McGrath Phillips Arena on the campus of DePaul University, the Lincoln Park campus to be exact. Glad you're with us on this Friday evening. I'm Ryan Fade, joined by James Darby with me here on tonight's broadcast. As if you tuned into our Twitter account at Chicago_land, tweeted out the scores from the Evansville Eastern Illinois matchup that took place earlier on this evening. Eastern Illinois went on to win the first three sets and getting the three set sweep, 25-13, 25-14, and 25-17. DePaul will see those two teams tomorrow. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, James, I want to welcome you to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ryan. It's a pleasure to be here right now. We got a looks like a great matchup tonight between DePaul and Toledo. Both teams look very interesting and very competitive in their warm-ups right now. It should be a really great match tonight.
Yeah, both of these teams coming off of struggling seasons last year. DePaul 3-27 overall, 1-17 in Big East play. For the Toledo Rockets, meanwhile, they were 1-28 overall last season and have started this season so far 0-3. They've lost three straight so far to begin the 2015 campaign. Let's look at that Toledo Rockets team before we go to the DePaul Blue Demons. We got a lot to talk about with DePaul, but James, I know you got some stuff there on the Rockets.
Yeah, we do on Toledo tonight. Toledo right now is the only opponent this weekend that DePaul did not see last year. They've played two matches between these two teams all time before. It was one win for DePaul, one win for Toledo. Like you said, Toledo is on a three-match losing streak right now. They have lost to Bradley, Green Bay, and Youngstown State. But there are some key players to watch out for tonight in this game for Toledo. For Mary O'Connor, 2.92 kills. Sage Thomas, 2.83 kills averaging. And Rachel Verdick, 9 blocks over the weekend last weekend, and 26 kills right now. She's hitting right now team best 451 hitting percentage. So those are a couple of key players to watch out for Toledo. And DePaul's going to be looking good as well. Do you have any information on them?
Oh, absolutely. I've been here for 3 years. I kind of know a lot about DePaul volleyball around here. This is the first time in quite a while that head coach Nadia Edwards has a healthy full roster ready to go. Tyler Graham is back. She was out last season due to a foot injury. And also returning is Randy Leith, who broke her tibia last year towards the end of the 2014 regular season. So both of the DePaul, I should say, is healthy. And for the Toledo Rockets, out tonight is Michaela Leonard, who is out with an ankle injury, will not be playing tonight and tomorrow as well, along with number 18, Linnea Clay, is also out due to a left knee injury. So we will not see those two players out on the court tonight for the Toledo Rockets. Your liberos for tonight, Tyler Graham. She is in the scarlet red jersey for the DePaul Blue Demons tonight, while the rest of her teammates for DePaul are in gray jerseys with blue trim. The Toledo Rockets and their libero, number 10, Maggie Johnston, out of Germantown, Wisconsin, in the white jersey with gold trim and blue numbers, while the rest of the Toledo Rockets are in the navy blue jerseys with white trim and gold numbers. DePaul comes into this 2-1, two wins, one loss over at the Western Illinois Invite out in Macomb, Illinois. As you mentioned earlier, James, they lost to Drake in the first match last Friday, and they won their final two matches on Saturday. And now let's turn it over to public address announcer Matt McLaughlin for the national anthem and the starting lineups.
Wow.
Now the DePaul video intro is going on right now. A quick note on head coach Greg Smith of the Toledo Rockets. He's in his seventh year, graduated from Westmont College back in 1990. Assistant coach Krista Rice, her second year out of Kent State University, graduated in 2009 from there. And Jason Riley in his first year as an assistant coach, a Ohio Bobcat from the class of 2013. And over to the coaching side for the DePaul Blue Demons, head coach Nadia Edwards in her sixth season with the DePaul Blue Demons. She was a graduate of Penn State from the class of 2001. Her assistant coach is Craig Bowler in his second season with the university. And in his first season, it's Nick Pakis. In his first year, he was a graduate assistant back in the 2008-2009 campaign. Previously was over at Eastern Michigan the last couple of seasons as an assistant coach over there, and he's now find his way back home to DePaul University. We'll let the video intro and its song finish, and we'll be introduced to the DePaul Blue Demon lineups. The DePaul Blue Demons starting lineup. Tyler Graham, the libero, starting along with Callie Huebner, Haley Boyser, Caitlin Coffey, the freshman, Brittany Maxwell, Colleen Smith, and returning from injury, Randy Lee through broker tibia last season. Came back in the offseason, worked well, worked out in the offseason very well, and has come back to play. Your starters for the Rockets, Alex Hines, Lauren Picadia, Sage Thomas, Maddie Strahl, Rachel Vaderick, Maggie Johnston, and number 19, Gracie Tuifoa. So those are your starters for tonight's action. Paul Blue Demons will be going left to right to start set number one. Toledo Rockets right to left. Best of five sets must get to 25 points. It's a best of five sets, so you have to win three sets in order to win the match. So we will wait for the officials to get ready. As I mentioned earlier, the libero number 10, Maggie Johnston, in the white jersey for the Rockets. And Tyler Graham, the libero, in the scarlet red for the DePaul Blue Demons.
Ryan, we should probably take a little look into the freshman on the DePaul Blue Demons, Brittany Maxwell. She made her debut last week in the Western Illinois Hampton Invitational. Did really good in the Drake game, had a team-high 12 kills. For the year, she has 27 kills and 4 block assists. So keep an eye on her tonight for some more kills.
And here we go. DePaul serves, and it's the sophomore Haley Boyser. And we are underway. Left to right serve from Boyser. Hits it over to the Rockets. Near side of the perch. 10-foot line. Dig by the libero, Tyler Graham. Colin Smith near side. Sets up far side. Front of that, Callie Huebner. Dig there towards the back line by the Rockets. Good volley so far here to begin set number one. Colin Smith near perch, 10-foot line. Randy Lee has that one come right back to her. She gets it back to tap over towards the corner. Far side, Rockets keep it in play. Now to the front of the net, over the double block. Tyler Graham with a nice diving dig. Smith sets up near side for the freshman, Brittany Maxwell, and the Blue Demons strike first.
Right
one,
on
nothing.
Cue, right? Talking about Brittany Maxwell, and there she is making a big play in the first match.
And you called it right on cue. She was. That's her first kill, first one of the night. 1-0 DePaul. Haley Boyser with the running serve left to right over the net to the Toledo Rockets. That one goes high up into the air off the dig towards the back line. And the Rockets just have to tap that one back over. No play set there. Boyser with the dig. Smith sets up near side to the perch. Maxwell with the tap over. Gets it up over the block. She recovers that one back to the Rockets' side. Play underneath the net. Rockets couldn't corral it on the front net play. And the DePaul Blue Demons have a quick 2-0 lead.
Always important to get out to those good starts right there, Ryan.
So once again, Haley Boyser from Westmont, Illinois, attended Westmont High School. Running serve left to right over to the back line of the Rockets. They play now to the 10-foot line, near side, playing up for Sage Thomas. Dig there by Tyler Graham again. Smith sets up far side, front of that. Callie Huebner has the one back, denied. Double block goes out of bounds. Point for the Blue Demons. 3-0 to fall. So a nice start here for the Blue Demons.
Ball's looking really good right now. 3-0. I'm liking the team chemistry, team effort all around. Looks like a really good match so far for them.
Boys in serve left to right over near side. Now front of that over the perch. Smith with the one-hander to keep it alive. Near side for Maxwell, the freshman, off the double block. Going towards the back line. Rockets keep it in play. 10-foot line play set up to the far side with a dig by Colin Smith to return. Lee sets up. Near side for Maxwell again. Double block. Ball's out of bounds again. And it's 4-0 to fall. So Brittany Maxwell effective early and often here, the freshman for the Blue Demons. Maxwell, the 6'2 freshman. She's 6'2 for a freshman. That's pretty 6'2", nice.
6'2", that is
from
really
Macomb,
tall.
Michigan. Near side play now, and the double block almost worked for the Blue Demons. Rockets tab it back over. Boys with a dig behind the 10-foot line. Smith sets up for Lee, but it comes right back to her off the double block. Rockets get their first point, and the DePaul lead now cut to 4-1. So now for the Rockets, it'll be Gracie Tuifoa, the 6-foot freshman from South Jordan, Utah, attending Bingham High School. Running serve now for Tuifoa to the right to left. Smith sets up now near play, front of the net, far side, Kelly Hume to cross court kill. Doesn't work, Rockets keep it in play. Play now far side, another cross court tap over for Hume to dig. Smith, near side, Maxwell over the double block, dig there towards the back line by Maddie Strahl. Rockets out the 10-foot line, tap it back over, diving dig by Haley Boyser. Smith runs to the far side to keep the play up, over to Hume to cross court kill, dig there by Tuifoa. Quick tap over play there, and fooling everybody and getting the kill there is number one, Alex Hines, the 5'11 setting senior from Canton, Michigan. 4-2 now.
Yeah, Toledo coming back now, 4-2. DePaul's really going to want to end this rally right here so they can get the ball back.
2-4, right to left serve again. Huebner with the dig to the far line. Smith with a quick tap over play, and that's her signature play. As I called it last year, the Smith scoop. It's effective here so far, and it's 5-2 DePaul.
The Smith scoop, I like it. I really do.
It's probably one of the only good things and good references I've ever made before in my life. Randy Leith now to serve. Standing serve left to right over for the Blue Demons. Playing out of the back line for the Rockets. Keeping it in play now. 10-foot line. Kill attempt over the double block and down on the ball side. Getting the kill there will be Sage Thomas. Sage Thomas, that's her first kill of this evening. Substitution now as checking into the game will be number 12, Mary O'Connor, the junior from Muskego, Wisconsin. No substitutions yet on the side of DePaul yet. And off that serve, it's Alex Hines, right to left over. Too far to the right, out of bounds to the DePaul bench. That's a service error. Paul Blumen's deep Blue Demons, excuse me, get the point, 6-3. Into the game now, Lexi Chanos, the sophomore from Madison, Wisconsin, a product of Edgewood High School.
5'7", kind of small, but you know what? I bet a lot of power is right in this.
Lexi Chanos, one of the best servers for DePaul. The line drive left to right, serve over. Toledo now plays it in the near side over the perch. And does that stay in? Yes, it does. Just stays within the back line. Boyser and Chanos let that one go. It's a point for the Rockets. Their deficit down to 2 at 6-4. In now is Marissa Leonard, the 5'4 freshman from Oregon, Ohio, checking into the game for Sage Thomas. Marissa Leonard, the defensive specialist, back to serve for the Rockets right to left. They're down 6-4 here in set number one. We get just a minute before we get the whistle. You just heard it. There we go. So here comes a running serve now from Leonard, right to left over. Boys at the back line to dig it up. Tyler Graham, the libero, now to the far side. Callie Huebner, 10-foot line, and the double block works again for the Rockets, and they're back within one at 6-5.
Close match so far, 6-5 coming off the start. You know, Sage Thomas on Toledo, she's out right now. She's on the bench, got the substitute, but she was looking really good. I think she brought her team back. You know, they were down 4-0.
As Leonard on the serve back, Smith with another tap over there. Not really necessarily the quote-unquote Smith group, but it's a nice tap over, and the Blue Demons increase their lead back to 2.
They'll take it.
Sage Gallup now checks into the game. The VCU transfer last year had a huge impact on the Blue Demons in her first year. Callie Huebner back to serve for DePaul, left to right. Running serve, the jump serve goes over to the Rockets. Play towards their back line, 10-foot line play, front of the net there. Good dig by Chanos, goes back over the net, play at the front, and it's a point for DePaul, as that's going to be a net violation against the Rockets, 8-5.
Lexi Chanos with a nice dig right there. Saved that ball from just hitting the ground. Got it up in the air for a team to get that point.
Callie Huebner, the product from Neuqua Valley High School in Naperville, Illinois. Running serve left to right over. Play set up now near side of the perch, front of the net. Good dig there by Chanos again. Tyler Graham, the libero, sets up now for Sage Gallup at the far side, 10-foot line. Gets it back over. Diving dig there by Maggie Johnson, the libero. Now to the near side over the perch. Chanos recovers to Smith, to Caitlin Coffey, playing towards the back corner. Rockets keep it alive. Far side again, over the double block. No one could get there behind the double block as it went over the double block of Gallup and Coffey. Nobody home. Toledo back within two at 8-6. So now back to serve, the libero in the white jersey for the Toledo Rockets, number 10, Maggie Johnston from Germantown, Wisconsin. Standing serve, right to left over. Huebner keeps it in play to bump it up to Coffey. Now to Tyler Graham, who just gets it back over. At the 10-foot line, a miscommunication by the Rockets. And it's 9-6 to Paul with the libero, Tyler Graham, back to serve.
Tyler Graham with a nice getting that ball over the net right there. Toledo wasn't expecting it. There was no one around.
9-6 to Paul here in set number one. Tyler Graham, the libero who was out last year due to a foot injury, is back for the Blue Demons this year. That was almost a long serve.
Ooh,
the Rockets kept it in play. They might have wanted to let that one go, but nonetheless, that's a service ace for Tyler Graham, and it's 10-6 to Paul.
Tyler Graham seems to be giving Toledo quite a bit of trouble right now.
Tyler Graham, the senior from Erie, Colorado, a product of Boulder High School. Set up now to the far side, front of the net over the double lock. Huebner with a nice dig. Play at the front of the net again. Goes back to DePaul, off the tap back and forth. Over to Gallup, she gets it back over. 10-foot line play now far side for the Rockets over the double block. Dig by Chanos. Set up for Smith. Taps up near side. Randy Lee. Nice dig at the back line there by Marissa Leonard. Back and forth we go. Over the double block. Tyler Graham with that dig. Back to the Rockets it goes. And Colleen Smith cannot win the battle at the front of the net. Falls on her side. The Rockets get the point. They're back within three at 10-7.
Coach Edwards giving her team some encouragement after that long set right there.
Coach,
trying to come back in this one.
Paul's
still up 10-7.
Head coach Nadia Edwards in her sixth season with the DePaul Blue Demons. And now it'll be Maddie Straw, to serve. Right to left to go. Smith sets up. Far side stage. Gallup taps it over.
Finds
the hole. And Gallup with her first kill of the evening. It's 11-7 to Paul.
Sage Gallup, excuse me about that. Really looking good right there. Had Toledo off their feet. Nice to get the point for DePaul, up 11-7.
The freshman Brittany Maxwell back into the game for DePaul. Colin Smith now serving left to right over to the back line. Rockets keeping it in play. Now to the 10-foot line near side. Into her own net, no good there on the attempt by Annie Beasley, who just checked in. It's a point for the Blue Demons, 12-7 DePaul. And we're going to have a timeout charge to the Toledo Rockets. We'll take the timeout with them. It's 12-7 DePaul. We'll come right back after this timeout here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
You love sports, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. Get those skills, like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in sports radio, TV, or digital media. With internships at Chicago sports stations, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now for day or night classes, go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Welcome back in ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. 12-7 DePaul Blue Demons over the Toledo Rockets. It's the first of 2 days of the DePaul Invitational here at the McGrath Phillips Arena. I'm Ryan Fahey along with James Darby with you here on tonight's broadcast here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. So off of the Rockets timeout, they're called by head coach Greg Smith. Both teams get back out onto the court, and the Blue Demons ready to serve. Colleen Smith from Cary, Illinois, product from Cary Grove High School, and a transfer from the University of Indiana. We'll get the official word from the official when we get play back. Hear the clock expire, and we're going to be ready to go once we hear the whistle. There it is. So number 15, Colleen Smith with a running serve left to right over to the back line of the Rockets. 12-7 to Paul here in set number one. Rockets up play at the 10-foot line. They bump it back over. Huebner there at the back line to keep it in play to Colleen Smith. Near side, Brittany Maxwell off the double block and down. Maxwell with another kill. It's 13-7 to Paul, and the freshman from Macomb, Michigan, Brittany Maxwell, impacting early and often.
Brittany Maxwell looking really good in the beginning of this game. Bet she's going to finish strong throughout the entire night.
Colleen Smith with a running serve left to right over again. Just goes behind the back line, out of play. That's a service error. Point for the Rockets, and now they're down
strong.
Five.
Yeah, right now, though, Brittany Maxwell looking really good out there on the court. Team really is probably have to say she's one of the team leaders, wouldn't you have to say?
Absolutely. Sage Thomas,
even
Maddie
as a Straw. Freshman.
Sage Thomas, Maddie Straw into the game now for Toledo. Same serve now, right to left, out of play. Too much on that one by Sarah Ross.
Yeah, even though DePaul got the point on that one. Toledo, what I like is good team encouragement. You know, they get around each other, say, picking each other up. I really like that.
So
good
back,
team chemistry.
Back serving. She started off the serving to begin tonight. Haley Boyser into the game now to serve. The sophomore from Westmount, Illinois, with a lob serve left to right over. Bit of a soft serve. Quick tap over play. Dig by Smith. Tyler Graham sets it up near side for Maxwell again. Dig by Smith. She didn't see that coming, but she was there anyway. Now it's Huebner, and it falls for Callie Huebner. 15-8 to DePaul.
Colleen Smith with some quick reaction right there. As that spike was coming right over, she didn't even have time to react, but still got it up in the air, got the ball, still alive, got the point.
Boys on the serve, left to right again on the far side. Rockets up on the near side, off the setup play, good dig by Colleen Smith. Tyler Graham sets up for Maxwell again, just too much mustard on that one by the freshman. Point for the Rockets, 15-9 still in favor of DePaul.
Yeah, even though DePaul didn't get the point on that one, again, Colleen Smith with a very nice dig, keeping it alive still.
So now serving with number 19, Gracie Tuifoa, the 6-foot freshman from South Jordan, Utah. Running serve now for the Rockets, right to left, just goes off the net, Huebner to the play. To Smith, to Lee, to tap it over. Rockets are right there to keep it in play back. And a battle at the front of that goes back to the Rockets, off the tap over from DePaul. And this time it hit there, Sage Thomas, balls on her side. Point Blue Demons, 16-9 DePaul.
Paul making a little space right now, getting a little breathing room from Toledo. It was close at one point. It was about 7-5. Now DePaul is pulling away, 16-9.
Randy Leith now serving for DePaul. Left to right, standing serve over to the Rockets at the 10-foot line. Now near side to the perch, over the double block. Smith right there to dig it up. Now to Leith to set it up to the freshman Maxwell. Taps it over. Good dig there by Maggie Johnson right behind the double block. And Boyser couldn't get there off the kill attempt. And it's a point for the Toledo Rockets, who now are down 6, 16-10. And that dig there courtesy of Rachel Bederick.
Yeah, these Toledo, these girls are not going to go down without a fight. It's 16-10. This game is still very winnable.
Staying serve now for Alex Hines, and that's a service ace. Boys was in the wrong position, and now 16-11, Toledo down by 5.
Toledo on a nice little 2-0 run right here.
Alex Hines, the senior setter from Canton, Michigan, from Lady Wood High School. Huebner with the dig, setups to Colleen Smith, to Maxwell again off the double block, kept in play by Johnston. Front of the net again, over the double block with authority. Rachel Bederick, her second kill. The sophomore from Oxford, Ohio, puts her team within 4.
Coach Edwards giving her team some encouragement. Toledo on a little rally right now.
Might not be surprising if we see a timeout from DePaul here after this point.
I was just thinking that, yep.
Smith to Coffey, never mind.
Oh, look Coffey, at that.
The sophomore from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, makes it 17-12, DePaul. And that is Caitlin Coffey's first kill this evening. Lexi Chanos now into the game now for the freshman, Brittany Maxwell. Chanos, the junior, from Madison, Wisconsin. Left to right serve, front of that now for the Rockets. They set it up, double block there from Kelly Huebner, and Caitlin Coffey works to perfection, 18-12 DePaul.
Very nice block right there, very nice.
Timeout called once again by the Rockets. We'll take the timeout with them. It's 18-12 DePaul. Can they close out this first set and take a 1-0 set lead? We're going to find out coming up here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Tom Waddle, and I'm here to tell you how to get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, day and night classes, affordable tuition, and job placement assistance, you could start a new career in less than a year at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Welcome back in Chicagoland, sportsradio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Ryan Fahey, James Darby with you here on tonight's broadcast. Here for the DePaul Invitational. The Blue Demons' first matchup here on this Friday night is against the Toledo Rockets. They currently have an 18-12 lead over those said Rockets here in set number one. It's a best of 5 sets. You must win 3 sets in order to win the match, have up to 25 points in each set, and win by 2 points or more. So off that timeout, it's Lexi Chanos once again to serve for the Blue Demons. Chanos with a standing serve left to right over as we get back to play. Almost a miscommunication there by the Rockets. 10-foot line over the double block. Chanos with the dig. Rockets now to the center of the net. Tyler Graham with the dig. Smith sets up 10-foot line. Now to the far side. Huebner taps it over the double block, but the Rockets right there to get it back. Now to the near side it goes for Boyser to dig. Now to Smith. Far side again. Huebner. It stays in. Kelly Huebner makes it 19-12.
Colin Huber with a very nice spike right there. Enjoying a nice 7-point lead for DePaul right now.
19-12 Blue Demons here in set number one. Lexi Chanos once again with the standing serve left to right over. Rockets played at the 10-foot line near side. They set it up now off the double block. Back down it goes off the dig from Johnson for the Rockets. Far side again. Dig by Chanos for DePaul. To Smith. To Caitlin Coffey. And it goes right back for Caitlin Coffey. Falls into the net on the side of the Rockets. 20-12.
Coach Nadia Edwards has to be very pleased with how her team is playing in this first match. Very pleased.
Assistant coach Craig Bowler and Sage Gallup sharing a laugh on the sideline right now. As Chanel serves again, line drive serve with a little heat on that one left to right. Now to the far side, over the double block. Does it stay in? Yes, it does. That's a kill there for Rachel Federick, the 6'1 sophomore, and now it's 20-13. A couple substitutions now as Marissa Leonard checks into the game along with number 14, Annie Beasley. Annie Beasley, the 6'2 sophomore from Indianapolis, Indiana, from Lawrence North High School. And now serving Marissa Leonard, who I just mentioned checked into the game. Run serve now right to left over to Boyser, and she lets that one go. That's a service error, point to Paul, 21-13.
Paul looking to close out strong right here. You don't want to let Toledo get back in this game. 21-13, it's nice to have an 8-point lead, but you never know in sports. You really don't. So let's hope DePaul can finish out strong right here.
Sage Gallup checks into the game along with Jamison McPhee. Haley Boyser and Callie Huebner take a seat. McPhee there with the hitting the net serve. Double block works. Coffee taps it back over. Back to DePaul it goes. Graham to Smith. Taps it over. Rockets recover to the near side, almost to our table here. Over the double block cross court. Gallup with the setup to Caitlin Coffee. And does it stay out of play? Yes, it does. Good move by Tyler Graham to let it go. 22-13 DePaul.
Ryan, that ball, there was that one point coming really close over by the table. Were you going to hit that at all?
Oh, no. I'm getting out of the way. I always get out of the way. Everybody knows that around here. James McPhee with the running serve now. Left to right again. Off the net again. And that's not going to stay up for Toledo. That's a service ace. It's not how she planned it, but it works nonetheless. 23-13 Blue Demons. So McPhee, 6-foot sophomore from Guangzhou, China. Transferring over here for school. That one, though, goes into her own side of the net. That's a service error. 23-14 now the score.
McPhee was looking really good on a couple of those serves right there, but she'll get it back. 23-14.
Yeah, she shrugs that one off with a smile, and she knows that was on her. The libero, Maggie Johnson, the white jersey for the Rockets, ready to serve now right to left. Right to left it goes. McPhee with the dig to the back line to Smith, to Caitlin Coffey, and it stays out of bounds off the double block. Toledo thought it stayed in. It did not, and it's set point for DePaul, 24-14. So Tyler Graham, the libero, back to serve for the set. DePaul's 2-1 overall coming into today.
See if DePaul can close it out right here. Got the fans cheering.
You can hear the crowd behind us. Tyler Graham with the serve left to right over. Rockets play now, far side, front of that, over the double block, and they survive for another play as getting that kill there for the Toledo Rockets is number 12, Mary O'Connor, the 6'1 junior. And now back to serve and into the game now, Maddie Strahl, the 5'10 senior from Toledo, Ohio. 24-15 the score in favor of DePaul. It's still set point for the Blue Demons. Standing serve right to left, Tyler Graham with the dig. 10-foot line set up to Colleen Smith. Far side coming in at the 10-foot line is Jamison McPhee. Back to DePaul it goes. Smith back to Gallup. Taps it over. And they try to keep it in play. DePaul cannot, though. And Toledo gets another point. Now 24-16.
Toledo not going down without a fight.
So once again, Maddie Strahl, the defensive specialist slash outside hitter. The 5'10 senior for the Rockets. Back to serve again. Standing way back behind the back line. Gets it over right to left. Now Smith, far side, Gallup. And that's going to do it for set number one.
There it is. So good job by DePaul.
Set number one taken by the DePaul Blue Demons by a score of 25-16. Both teams will rotate sides for set number two. We will come back in a couple of minutes for set number two. Set one taken by DePaul, 25-16. We'll be back for set number two and a little bit more coming up next here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience, and a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused, and if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
You love sports. You have passion, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. It's Herb Lawrence of 670 The Score. Get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, just like I did. Check out their campus in Lombard with amazing equipment and staff. Get a jump on the competition with hands-on training in radio and TV. With internships, flexible classes, affordable tuition, and job placement, you could start a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Enrolling now for upcoming classes. Go to beonair.com/SCORE. That's beonair.com/SCORE.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Tom Waddle, and I'm here to tell you how to get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, day and night classes, affordable tuition, and job placement assistance, you could start a new career in less than a year at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Welcome back in, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Ryan Fahey, James Darby with you here at the 2015 DePaul Invitational here at the McGrath Phillips Arena in the great city of Chicago, Illinois. We'll get to some stats later on once we start set number two, about set number one. But going back to that set number one, which the Blue Demons took by a score of 25-16, James, what'd you like about it?
Oh, man, everything was really good, I'd have to say. Colleen Smith had some really good digs in that, saved her team. Again, who I mentioned at the beginning of the game, Brittany Maxwell, definitely a powerhouse right there. Lots of kills, helping out her team all the way through. Toledo is going to be looking to bounce back in this one. You don't want to go down 0-2 in any of these matches. DePaul needs to keep them off of their heels, make sure that they don't get back into this match.
Set number two about to begin. Both teams have switched sides. The Toledo Rockets in their navy blue jerseys with white trim, gold numbers going left to right. The DePaul Blue Demons in their gray jerseys with blue and red trim and numbers going right to left. Tyler Graham, the libero, in the scarlet red jersey for the Blue Demons. Well, for the Toledo Rockets, number 10, Maggie Johnston in the white jersey for the Rockets. So it'll be the Rockets to serve and begin set number two. It'll be Alex Hines back to serve for Toledo as we're about to begin set number two. Set number one, as I mentioned, taken by DePaul. If you're just tuning in, 25-16. Standing serve, and we are underway for set number two. To Graham, Smith, front of the net. Randy Letha, just like that. It's 1-0 DePaul. And we do have an injury on the play as Gracie Tuifoa went down after going up to block it.
Hope she's okay.
Yeah, she's getting up with the help of her teammates. Appears to be limping this one off.
Never want to see anything like this.
Looks like it was her right ankle that she landed on kind of awkwardly. So let's see if she's gonna get the help from the training staff to go to the sideline. Crowd gives her a round of applause. When she came down kind of funny as she was going up to be the single block for the Rockets. So checking into the game now in her place will be Haley Sendelbach, the 6'1 freshman from Tiffin, Ohio. So she's gonna take the place of Tuifoa as DePaul's back to serve and we get play back underway. So we hope Tuifoa is okay.
All right, tough break for Toledo, but we gotta move on. They're gonna win this match if they wanna win this.
Cross court kill attempt there from the Rockets' far side is out of play. 2-0 DePaul. Randy Leith back to serve once again. That's the same side that we saw Randy Leith break her tibia on last year. Maybe something about that side of the court. Meanwhile, the Rockets played up far side, 10-foot line, behind the back line, out of bounds, 3-0 DePaul.
DePaul getting off to a fast start like they did in the first match, going up 4-0 here in the second match, up 3-0.
Blue Demons 3-0 over the Toledo Rockets. Randy Lee standing serve right to left over, and a misplay at the back line. That's a service ace, and the Blue Demons up 4-0. And Randy Lee calls for the ball immediately.
She wants that ball away.
She wants to keep going, and can you blame her? No. So Randy Leith now to serve once again from the Port Matilda, Pennsylvania. Right to left serve goes over to the Rockets at the 10-foot line. They play it up to the far side, front of the net, and a kill there for Sage Thomas, the 6-foot sophomore from Corpus Christi, Texas. 4-1, Rockets on the board.
Sage Thomas, I mentioned at the beginning of the game, one of Toledo's probably top best players right now. Going to try and get him back into this match right here.
So Sage Thomas, jump serve left to right over. Boys at the back line to keep it in play to Colin Smith. Near side now for Kelly Huebner. As that one will go for the Rockets, as that was a misplay off the double block, and it's 4-2. So Sage. Now back to serve. It'll be Sage Thomas once again. Go ahead, James.
Well, I was just, going to say, Ryan, Sage Thomas, like I said, trying to bring it back into this 4-2. See what DePaul responds.
For Caitlin Coffey to throw it down
response
with the
great.
Hammer. 5-2 to Paul Caitlin Coffey with authority.
Wow, that was hard right there. She smacked that thing, spiked it right into there.
5-2 to Paul. Lexi Chanos now into the game to serve for the Blue Demons. Here in set number two, standing serve right to left over. Rockets play to the front of the net, far side. Tap over, back play by Chanos. Graham recovers and now to Huebner to get it over. Dig there by Johnson to the far side. Now the Rockets play it near side to the perch, off of Tyler Graham, hits off of her right hand. Point for the Rockets, down by two, 5-3.
Don't know exactly if Tyler Graham was trying to touch that or not. She may have wanted to let that go out of bounds, try and get the point. Off her hands, got to get over it. She looks like she's more motivated right now. Get the next point for DePaul.
Haley Sendelbach now to serve for the Rockets. Left to right jump serve goes over, Graham to dig it up. To the back line to Smith. Far side front of that, Caitlin Coffey taps it over, and it's a point for the Rockets. They're going to say it did not touch the double block. It went behind the, or to the right of the far white line. It's a point for the Rockets. Colin Smith coming to the
perch here for an answer. Yeah, DePaul not too sure about that.
Colin Smith wanting to get an explanation.
Toledo's ready to serve. They want to keep this going. They're on a little 5-4 right now, trying to come back.
Sendelbach looking to tie this up for the Rockets. They're down by one. Jump serve left to right over the back line for Boys to dig. Smith, 10-foot line, play near side, front of the net. Kaylee Huebner taps it over the double block. Rockets keeping it in play. Now the far side, they just tap it back over. Chanos and Huebner almost glide to Smith. Now 10-foot line. Huebner trying to play to the back line. Rockets keeping it in play. Back off the double block
there.
Very
nice.
Kaylee Huebner and Caitlin Coffey work as the double block duo again. And it's 6-4 Blue Demons.
Every time it seems Toledo breathing down DePaul's neck, DePaul just pulls away a little more. Looking really good.
Kelly Huebner now back to serve. The senior from Neuqua Valley High School in local Naperville, Illinois. Rockets out play a far side, front of that over the double block. Dig by Graham. Now to Colleen Smith. To Caitlin Coffey, tapping it over. Dig by Johnson towards their back line. Now to Temple line, they run in to get it back over. Tyler Graham with a diving dig. Now to Smith. To Caitlin Coffey. Off the double block, back on the DePaul side. Good effort by Coffey, but the Rockets get the point, and they're back within one at 6-5. And we're waiting for the ball to come in play as we have a substitution. Maddie Stroll checks into the game and is ready to serve for Toledo.
Tyler Graham giving her girls some motivational speak as they get ready for this.
Standing serve from Stroll, left to right over. Chanos at the back line and keeping the play to Smith. Now to Huebner at the 10-foot line. Take by Johnson again to come in and get it. Now backwards almost off the double block and down. It'll be a DePaul point. I don't even think it actually went over the net. It's a touch by DePaul. Nonetheless, Blue Demons point, 7-5. Now the libero in the scarlet and red jersey, Tyler Graham, the senior from Erie, Colorado.
And Caitlin Coffey coming out for a little break.
Sage Gallup in. Near side for the Rockets off the double block. Rockets keeping it play to the near perch. Now the 10-foot line coming in from the back line to get the kill there, Sage Thomas. And the Rockets get back within one at 7-6.
Lexi Chanos almost had that in the back corner. That would have been a good dig right there.
So now back to serve and into the game now, Sarah Ross, the 5'7 freshman from Granger, Indiana. The same town as legendary White Sox broadcaster Hawk Harrelson. Staying serve left to right over. Chanos at the back line to dig. To Smith, sets up near side, sees Gallup off the double block. Ross at the dig at the back line. Rockets down in front of the 10-foot line. Graham digs it up, but it's going to be a point for the Rockets. That's going to be an attack violation against DePaul, and we're tied at 7. So once again, it's Sarah Ross, the 5'7 freshman to serve. Standing serve left to right over. Chanos, the demons are telling her to leave it out, but plays anyway. Sage Gallup taps it back over the 10-foot line of Toledo. And Huebner coming in from the back line, could not get it. And for the first time this evening, the Toledo Rockets have their first lead.
Wondering if Coach Nadia Edwards is thinking about taking a timeout possibly in these next couple.
And Nadia Edwards not showing any concern. It's Colin Smith wiping up a wet spot on the floor there. So as they get that dried up, we get back to play. Sarah Ross once again to serve for the Toledo Rockets. Standing serve left to right over. And that hits off of Randy Leith as Chanos is going for it. That's a service ace, and Toledo's up 2-9-7. Nadia Edwards calls a timeout for the ball. She wants to settle things down. We'll take the timeout with her. It's 9-7 Toledo here in set number two. We'll be right back here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
You love sports, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. Get those skills, like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in sports radio, TV, or digital media. With internships at Chicago sports stations, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now for day or night classes, go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Welcome back in ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Ryan Fahey, James Darby with you here on this evening's broadcast for DePaul Blue Demons Volleyball. Here in set number two, the Toledo Rockets have a 9-7 lead over the DePaul Blue Demons. If you're just tuning in, DePaul won set number one by a score of 25-16, but it's looking to be a little different here, what we're seeing here in the second set, James.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how DePaul comes out of this timeout. You know, it's the first time actually trailing. They're down by 2 points this time. It's going to be interesting to see how they come back, and it's interesting even more to see how Toledo is going to attack with the lead now.
Sarah Ross with the left to right serve for the Rockets. Smith sets up near side. Sage Gallup over the double block. Dig by Ross the back line. Play at the net for Colleen Smith, and she's going to get credit for the kill. And DePaul back within one at 9-8.
Seems DePaul's happy about that one right now. Number 15 is about to serve her here, Colleen Smith.
Colleen Smith, 5 digs, 3 kills so far this evening.
Having a good night.
Colin Smith from Cary Grove High School, locally in Cary, Illinois, in the far northwest suburbs of Chicago. Right to left serve from Smith, sets up now for the Rockets, near side front of that. Graham didn't get it cleanly. Her teammate back there, number 18, Kendall Latshaw, to keep it in play. Now for the Rockets, cross-court kill, dig by Smith. Now Latshaw at the back line, over to Maxwell, gets it back over. Ross mistimed it there, and that's going to be a kill for Brittany Maxwell, her third of the night, and we're tied at 9.
Colleen Smith with another dig right there. This girl is saving the night right now for DePaul, I believe. 4 digs already.
6 digs overall for Colleen Smith tonight.
Sorry.
Smith right to left over. Ross falls back to the back line but keeps it in play. Far side cross court kill hits off of Graham and out of play. And it's a point for the Rockets and they're back in the lead at 10-9. So now back to serve is the libero Maggie Johnston. The libero in the white jersey. For the Rockets, left to right serve over. Graham at the back line to dig it. Colleen Smith, 10-foot line, far side front of that. Maxwell off the double block and back to her side. The Rockets get the point. And now it's back to a 2-point lead for Toledo at 11-9.
On that last serve before, number 7, Haley Sendelbach checking in for Toledo.
Sendelbach in for Toledo as Johnson still back to serve for Toledo. That's not going to be enough there. That's a service error. Didn't get over the net. So DePaul gets that unearned point there, excuse me, at 11-10. Haley Boyce now into the game to serve. Sage Gallup takes a seat. Callie Huebner in as taking a seat as well as Kendall Latshaw, the freshman from Battle Creek, Michigan. So Haley Boyce, the sophomore, jump serve right to left over. Rockets have it at the 10-foot line, far side, now front of that. Off the double block and down. Randy Leith and Brittany Maxwell on the double block, and we're tied at 11. Snake Eyes, wild. Haley Boyce, the sophomore from Westmont High School. Jump serve right to left over. Now for the Rockets, near side, far side, front of that. Set up there, working nicely there, getting the kill. Sage Thomas, nicely done. That's her fifth kill tonight. The Rockets back up at 1, 12-11. Now into the game, Mary O'Connor, the 6'1 junior from Muskego, Wisconsin.
Ball only down one right now. See how they come back from this.
Alex Hines on the serve, left to right for the Rockets. Too far and out, and we're back tied at 12. So Caitlin Coffey now checks into the game as the libero Tyler Graham takes a seat.
Yeah, good break time for her. She really deserves it.
Randy Leith on the serve now for the Blue Demons right to left. Rockets play a 10-foot line now far side. And into her own net. That did not even touch the double block. So DePaul back in the lead at 13-12.
Sage Thomas not looking too happy with herself hitting it into that net on that last one. Hopefully she can bounce back, recover.
Randy Leith once again back to serve. The junior from Port Matilda, Pennsylvania.
Man, she just has that look like she wants to hit this thing as hard as she can right now.
Somebody got the speedometer. We'll wait for the whistle to go, and there we go. So 13-12 to DePaul. Randy Leith right to left serve. Behind the back line it goes. And off the double block, it's down. It's Caitlin Coffey and Brittany Maxwell on the double block as DePaul increases their lead to 2, 14-12.
What a block right there by Brittany Maxwell.
The DePaul bench all fired up. Randy Leith again to serve. Standing server right to left over on the line drive. Rocket set up now near side to the perch. Over the double block. Dig by boys with the back line. Now to Smith. Near side. Callie Huebner off the double block. Johnson with the dig. Good value here as we continue. Rockets bumping back over at their back line. Now to Smith at the 10-foot line. Near side. Callie Huebner over the double block. And they let it go. A miscommunication on the side of the Rockets. Works in favor of DePaul. And it's 15-12 Blue Demons. Timeout called by Greg Smith and the Toledo Rockets. We'll take the timeout with them. DePaul's getting the momentum back on their side. Can they keep it alive with them? We'll find out in just a little bit here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
You love sports, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. Get those skills, like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in sports radio, TV, or digital media. With internships at Chicago sports stations, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now for day or night classes, go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Welcome back in ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Yeah, the time that there with a little the black and yellow.
I like that.
Ryan Fahey, James Darby with you here. McGrath, Phillips Arena for DePaul Blue Demons Volleyball. Only here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com can you hear that. For all the home games at the McGrath Phillips Arena.
Well, DePaul was down early in this match, but it's really nice to see him come back and take a 15-12 lead. See if they can finish this out strong.
15-12 DePaul here as we get off of that timeout just recently called by head coach Greg Smith and the Toledo Rockets. Randy Leith back to serve once again. Standing serve right to left for DePaul. Play at the front of the net for the Rockets. Over the double block, and it will go in favor of the Rockets. They're down by 2, 15-13. Tyler Graham checks back into the game for DePaul. Randy Leith takes a seat. And also into the game now for the Toledo Rockets is number 16, Marissa Leonard, as taking a seat for the Rockets is Sage Thomas.
Also in for Toledo, number 14, Annie Beasley.
So that serve from Leonard goes behind the back line. DePaul lets it go. Service error. That's a point for DePaul, 16-13. And now Lexi Chanos will check into the game for the freshman, Brittany Maxwell. Chanos will come in to serve.
Brittany Maxwell looking really good tonight. Good to get her a little breather right here. Probably come back in around maybe when DePaul's around the 20-point mark.
Chanos on the right to left standing serve. Rockets played a 10-foot line out of the far side, front of that over the double block, and it goes behind the back line. And they're gonna say it was deflected off the double block. I do apologize, my view was obstructive. So the Rockets will get the point, now down by 2, 16-14.
DePaul, I'm not sure if they were that sure that the ball was in touch right there, but they gotta move on, 16-14, focus on this next serve right here.
Serving it now is number 7, Haley Sendelbach. Jump serve left to right over. And a misplay there between Graham and Chanos. It went behind the back line, but it was deflected off of a Blue Demon player. So that's a service ace, and Toledo's back within one, 16-15.
Good team skills right there. It was a little confusion, probably a little miscommunication between DePaul over there, but the two teammates get right back together, high-five each other, and move on.
Set it back on the left to right serve again. Smith sets it up for Caitlin Coffey. Finding the back corner, nicely done, Caitlin
Very
Coffey.
Nice.
17-15, Blue Demons.
Caitlin Coffey, very nice play right there.
Callie Huebner now was going to serve, but now she'll check out as Jamison McPhee will check in. Sage Gallup also into the game now as Haley Boyser takes a seat. Callie Huebner now leaves Jamison McPhee in. So now we get the substitutions.
All right.
17:50 Blue Demons here in set number 2 here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Hashtag be on air.
Very close match so far.
McPhee with the jump serve left to right, right to left over, excuse me, goes behind the back line. We're seeing a little bit more of an abundance of service errors here in the second set, James.
Girls aren't knowing their own strength.
So the Rockets back within one is into the game now is Maddie Strahl, and she checks in to serve, has taken a seat as number 12, Mary O'Connor. Well, Strahl, the 5'10 defensive specialist and outside hitter from Toledo, Ohio, stands at 5'10".
And Mary O'Connor, who I mentioned beginning of the game, one of Toledo's top players.
Smith sets up near side for Gallup off the double block. Goes to the back line for the Rockets to keep alive. Far side now in front of that. Over the double block. Dig by Chanos to the far corner. And a diving attempt there by Gallup to try to keep that one in play but could not. And we are tied up at 17.
Good effort by Sage Gallup. Good effort. Almost had it. Just a little too short. Almost had that kill right, or dig right there. I'm sorry.
So once again, it's Maddie Straw back to serve it. Way behind the back line. She gets it over left to right. Now Sage Gallup, near side, taps over, trying to trick the line there, but the Rockets play it anyway. Off the double block, back to the side of the Rockets, and again a battle for it. Graham keeps it alive. Hits off the net. Smith couldn't get to it, and the Rockets back in it now with the lead at 18-17. As also into the game is Kendall Latshaw for the Blue Demons.
Close game, back and forth this whole match. It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top of this one.
So once again, it's Maddie Straw to serve. 18-17 Toledo here in set number two. That is a long serve way behind the back line, and we're tied at 18 just like that. Randy Leith now checks into the game for Caitlin Coffey. The libero, Tyler Graham, also in now to serve in the scarlet-red jersey while the rest of her teammates in gray.
Looking very composed, ready to serve.
Right to left serve over, and a misplay goes behind the scorer's table. Service safe for Tyler Graham, and it's a 19-18 DePaul lead here in set number two.
Yeah, Maggie Johnson, a little upset with her that went out of play right there, but she'll get this next one. Hopefully she can move on.
Tyler Graham on the serve once again as DePaul is a 19-18 lead. Front of the net play for the Rockets, over the double block and down, and we're tied at 19. Nicely done there by Sage Thomas. For my apologies, that is number six, Rachel Vaderick.
They got a substitution on the Toledo side. Number four coming in, Sage Thomas.
Rachel Vaderick there on that tap over there for the Rockets. Sarah Ross now back in and also to serve.
All tied at 19. We could be seeing this one go past 25.
Sarah Ross with a standing serve left to right over. LaShaw bumps it up to Smith. Near side, Gallup. And we get a whistle, and Sage Gallup goes down kind of funny. But it appears to be okay.
Good.
She has some very choice words for her opponent as she got up on that one. Can't repeat them on the air, and a good thing our crowd mic didn't get it, but we can read lips around here.
We'll keep that one to ourselves.
Exactly. Colleen Smith to serve as it's 2019 DePaul. Line drive serve from Smith. Rockets play the 10-foot line now far side. They get it back over. Graham with the dig at the back line. Set up for Smith. Far side now. And getting the kill there once again is the freshman, number 14, the 6'2", Brittany Maxwell.
She seems to be everywhere tonight. Good game for Brittany Maxwell.
Timeout Rockets will take the timeout with them. It's 21-19 here in set number two in favor of the Blue Demons. We'll come right back to finish set number two and a whole lot more here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
You love sports. You have passion, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. It's Herb Lawrence of 670 The Score. Get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, just like I did. Check out their campus in Lombard with amazing equipment and staff. Get a jump on the competition with hands-on training in radio and TV. With internships, flexible classes, affordable tuition, and job placement, you could start a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Enrolling now for upcoming classes. Go to beonair.com/SCORE. That's beonair.com/SCORE.
Welcome back in ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Set number two, Blue Demons 21, the Toledo Rockets 19, your exclusive home for DePaul Blue Demons volleyball for all the home games here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Ryan Fee, James Darby with you here. Glad you're with us on this Friday evening. We're here from the McGrath Phillips Arena in the great city of Chicago, Illinois.
Got Colleen Smith about to serve. 21-19 DePaul. See a good finish right here.
Smith, the product from Cary Grove High School. Running serve right to left over to the back line of the Rockets. 10-foot line play set up now to the near side off the perch for Graham to keep up and play. Now to Smith, Randy Leith off the double block. Graham keeps it alive, and it goes back to Toledo. Far side, front of the net for the Rockets, and it goes out behind the back corner, and it's 22-19 DePaul. Good thing they let that one go there, James.
Yes, absolutely. But I want to say earlier, Tyler Graham with a very nice dig right there. That was really close hitting the ground. She made a nice dive, got that back up, and back into her position.
Colin Smith, too much on that mustard there. 22-20 on that serve, one behind the back line. So the Rockets back to serve. End of the game now will be Haley Sendelbach as well. As taking a seat will be Rachel Vaderick. Now back to serve for the Rockets is the libero number 10, Maggie Johnston. Standing serve left to right over for Gallup to dig it up. Smith at the 10-foot line, far side, front of the net there. And that's a cross-court kill, but it just went out on the attempt there from Maxwell. And it's 22-21.
Toledo making a little comeback. She thought DePaul 22-20 was going to do good, but now here we go, 22-21. Toledo with a chance to tie.
Johnson with the left to right serve. Gallup to dig it to Smith. Now to Randy Leith, who taps it over towards the back line. Does it stay in? No, it does not. Ooh. It just went past the back
the
line.
Ball has a lot of space expressions right now. I'm thinking that that was in, but.
Close call there nonetheless. We are tied at 22.
Move play on
continues.
From that one.
Graham with a dig off the serve. Smith, quick tap
there
over.
You go.
And it's the Smith scoop again. It is 23-22 to ball. Haley Boyser into the game now as Sage Gale takes a seat. Callie Huebner also in now, as also taking a seat there is number 18, the freshman Kendall Latshaw.
Your Smith scoop, you know, that sounds like an ice cream store. Smith
it
scoop,
could be.
You get it? Ice
it
cream?
Could be, yeah.
Scoop some ice cream?
Far side now for the Rockets. Off the double block, back it goes off the net, and it's a point for the Blue Demons. And it's set point for DePaul, 24-22. And it's back to serve Haley Boyser, and a chance to clinch it for this set and go up 2-0.
Haley Boyser, I'm sure she knows that this is set point, so she wants to make a really good serve right here. Toledo on the other side is going to be on the edge of their feet, not wanting to hit this ground, not going to want to let the ball hit the ground at all.
For the set, Boyser right to left serve. Front of the net, now for the Rockets, they set up far side, tap it over the double block, doesn't work, and it goes out of play, and the DePaul Blue Demons go up 2-0, taking set number 2 by a score of 25-22.
Good match right there by DePaul. They went ahead early. If you remember, they were up 3-0. Then Toledo came back, took a little lead at one point. DePaul had to call that timeout. Good comeback from DePaul right there.
We will take the traditional 10-minute intermission after two sets. It's 2-0 in favor of DePaul, 25-16, 25-22. We'll come back in about 7 minutes, get James' thoughts on the first two sets, and look ahead to set number 3. Stick around. We'll be back in about 7 minutes here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Tom Waddle. You may know me as good old number 87 or as the better half of the Waddle and Sylvie show. People often ask me, hey Tom, how could you be so slow and make it in football? Well, I ignore that question and then they ask, Tom, how can I be on radio and TV like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination and you need to learn how it all works. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, you can do just that. ICB is enrolling students for day and evening classes right now. You can learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play or shoot and edit video. Plus, you'll have a chance to get internships where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. And with job placement assistance, you can start your new career in less than a year. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. See what the Illinois Center for Broadcasting has to offer. Visit ICB today. Beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
You love sports, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. Get those skills, like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in sports radio, TV, or digital media. With internships at Chicago sports stations, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now for day or night classes, go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting in hands-on experience, and a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused, and if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
You love sports, you have passion, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. It's Herb Lawrence of 670 The Score. Get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, just like I did. Check out their campus in Lombard with amazing equipment and staff. Get a jump on the competition with hands-on training in radio and TV. With internships, flexible classes, affordable tuition, and job placement, you could start a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Enrolling now for upcoming classes. Go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Tom Waddle, and I'm here to tell you how to get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, day and night classes, affordable tuition, and job placement assistance, you could start a new career in less than a year at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
SportsTownChicago.com is the internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience. And a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused. And if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin. It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn, be ready to get in here, and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
It is every much the school where you get out of it what you put into it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard gets results.
My name is Misty Callahan, and I am a traffic reporter for Total Traffic and Weather Network.
From being on air to the all-important behind the scenes.
You're constantly doing projects, and it's like not just in class stuff, too. I mean, there are projects you have to do outside of class time as well as interning.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting Lombard campus is where you go if you're serious about a career in broadcasting.
You had to come up with the show topics. You had to research the show topics, come up with talking points for your host. So it's not something that you just take a lackadaisical approach to, but if it's something that you really want to do, if you really want to be a reporter, if you really want to be on air, you really want to be a camera guy, then yeah, it's a program that'll at least give you the entry-level skills to help you get that first job in the business.
I'm Jonathan Hood, instructor at Illinois Center for Broadcasting at Lombard, and I suggest that you find out more today by going to the website beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
What's up, Chicago? It's Rufio. Are you looking to get hands-on training for a career in radio or TV? Just do what I did and go to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Whether you're looking to be on air or behind the scenes, the Illinois Center for Broadcasting is for you. As a graduate of ICB, I was placed in an internship with Kiss FM, and now I'm on the air. You can do the same. For more info, go to beonair.com/career. That's beonair.com/career.
Leg out.
Welcome back in Chicagoland, sportsradio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Ryan Fahey, James Darby with you at McGrath Phillips Arena for our first DePaul women's volleyball broadcast of the 2015 season here for all the home games on Chicagoland, sportsradio.com. take a look at the stat sheet before we get set number three going underway. And if you're just tuning in, DePaul won the first two sets, 25-16 in set one, set number two, 25-22. We'll take a look at the DePaul Blue Demons right now. And James, you mentioned this in our pregame show. Brittany Maxwell with seven kills. Second on the team, Caitlin Coffey has eight, followed by Sage Gallup and Callie Huebner, each with three. And no surprise, the assist master, Colleen Smith, with 16 assists so far. She has 16 of the team's 20 assists so far. And what are we looking at for the Toledo Rockets?
Well, what we're looking at over here right now, Ryan, we got five kills right now for Rachel Vidoric. Really good looking right there for her. Top lead assister for Toledo is Alex Hines. Total assists that the whole Toledo team has right now is 19. Blocks, not too many overall. Only one, right now by Sarah Ross. Overall, Toledo is looking pretty good, I'd say. They need a little bounce back in this second or in this third set right here if they want to make it interesting. Overall, I'd say a pretty good match so far.
And looking at the digs so far, and we've talked about this a lot in the first two sets, Tyler Graham coming up big defensively. Tyler Graham has 11 digs, Lexi Chanos with five, and it's followed with Colin Smith four, Haley Boyser three, and Callie Huebner with two. And over on the Toledo side, it's kind of been mixed around with the kills. Not really anybody standing out other than Maggie Johnson has five, and Rachel Vidoric has four. So not much on the dig side for Toledo. Meanwhile, DePaul, though, really good defensively. We've seen that at the back line so far, and we're going to be interested to see, especially if that keeps up going into this third set, which could be the final set if DePaul is to win set number three. And also for a reminder for all of our fans at home, if you remember last season's broadcast, after every match, whether it's a win or a loss, we will speak to DePaul head coach Nadia Edwards, get her thoughts on the match and the upcoming two matches that the Blue Demons will have tomorrow at noon and at 7 p.m., which you can catch right here, same spot, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. So DePaul back going left to right, Toledo going right to left, DePaul in their gray jerseys, blue trim, blue numbers, and the libero Tyler Graham in the scarlet red jersey for the Blue Demons. The Toledo Rockets going right to left in their navy blue jerseys, white trim, gold numbers, and the libero number 10, Maggie Johnston, in the white jersey. The Blue Demons will serve to begin set number three. Haley Boyser back to serve, the sophomore from Westmont, Illinois, a product from Westmont High School. She was featured in the SportsTownChicago.com Senior Showcase a few seasons ago as well when she was in high school. As we get set number three underway, Boyser with the dig off the return from the Rockets. Smith sets up far side front of that, Callie Huebner. And almost players collided for the Rockets. They keep it back in play to the near perch. They go over the double block of Leith and Maxwell down for the Rockets, and they get on the board first. 1-0 Toledo.
Good start for Toledo. DePaul, first point overall, can let it go. Just don't want to fall down anything around three or four deeper than that. So hopefully they can stay close right here.
Now back to serve is Sage Thomas for the Rockets. The first time she'll be serving in this third set. Jump serve right to left over. Huebner with the dig up to Colleen Smith. Sets it up far side. Callie Huebner at the 10-foot line. And she'll get it for the Blue Demons, who tie it up at one here at set number three.
That was a very nice. That went over so fast. Blink of an eye. Ball was already on the ground. Wow.
Randy Leakes back to serve once again. The junior from Port Matilda, Pennsylvania. Having a nice game all around so far. Standing serve left to right over. Towards the 10-foot line. Hits off of Johnson. Now back towards the back line. Way out of play behind the Blue Demons back line. And it's 2-1 to Paul. As going for that one with a little too much mustard, Sage Thomas.
Yeah, Randy Lee again, as soon as it's getting it over to her side, she wants that ball right away. She wants to serve very quick, a very fast-paced worker.
Staying serve for Randy Lee, left to right again. Rockets just tap it back over, and they find the corner where no one was standing for DePaul. Lee could not get there in time as Tyler Graham gets back into the game, and we're tied at two here in this third set.
Seems like number seven for Toledo is going to be doing the serving right now. Haley Sendel back, the freshman from Tiffin, Ohio.
Sendel back now once again with a running jump serve right to left over. Boys with the dig at the back line. It goes back over actually to the Rockets side, and it was set up nicely for them to just knock that one straight down. They do, and it's 3-2 Rockets over the Blue Demons.
Yeah, that ball went straight high over the net right in front of the Toledo's. Probably killers in that. That was a pretty easy point right there for them.
Sundebach on the jump serve right to left again. Huebner with the dig now to the 10-foot line. Colin Smith the far side front of that. Huebner! And the dig there by Alex Hines at the far side towards the back line. They bump it back over for Graham to dig it behind the 10-foot line. Now to Smith. Near side for Maxwell. Over the double block. And we get a whistle. And it's going to be a net violation that's going to go against the... That's going to go against the Rockets. It will. So it's a point for the Blue Demons, and we're tied at three. Not get the official whistle here for the call, but nonetheless, it is a tie score. Tree in set number three.
And here's Lexichanos. Oh, just a little short.
Short on that one. That's a service error. Rockets back up 4-3.
What I really like is even though it didn't get over, team still gives her a high five. There's some great team chemistry right here. Serving now for Toledo is number 5, Maddie Strahl.
Standing serve right to left over. Graham takes it at the back line to Colin Smith. Attempt the line near side. Now switching to the far side for Kaylee Huebner. Rockets scramble towards the back line, but get it back in play. And does that go out? It does not. It stays in. Just goes to the near white line by the DePaul bench. And it's a 5-3 Toledo lead now here in this third set.
Maddie Strahl going to be serving again for Toledo, the senior. She's averaging 0.13 kills per game. Diggs, 2. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now Smith with a quick tap over there. Rockets follow it up now to the near side. Front of that, they set it up off the double block. Chanos with the dig. Now to Colleen Smith, sets it up for Caitlin Cuffey.
Nice.
And the sophomore from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, puts DePaul back within one at 5-4.
Needed that point right there. That was a big point. Don't want to fall down three. It's sort of like a 2-point swing right there. Instead of being down three, only down one.
So Callie Huebner now back to serve from Naperville, Illinois, from Nequa Valley High School, to be specific. Jump serve left to right over to the back line of Toledo. They play it to the near perch, but they can't get to it. And it's going to go for a DePaul point, and we're tied at 5. Once again, Callie Huebner standing at 6'0", the senior. Jump serve now left to right. The line drive serve to Johnson on the dig towards the back line. Far side front, and then over the double block, Smith with the dig. Now for Tyler Graham to set it up to Sage Galp. Taps it over with authority. There she does. Sage Galp, the transfer from BCU. Back in her home roots of Chicago, 6-5 DePaul.
DePaul looking really good. You know, they were down 5-2 before. All of a sudden here, they are up 6-5. Let's see if they can keep this momentum going.
Huebner on the left to right serve. That's going to count as an ace. 7-5 DePaul. And a quick note on Sage Galp. Quick note on Sage Galp, for those who don't know about her. She grew up in the Chicagoland area, then moved out to San Diego, then went to VCU for college, then transfers here to DePaul. She's been all over the country her whole life. Huebner on the serve once again, left to right over as DePaul has a 7-5 lead. Rocket set up near side, 10-foot line over the double block. Cross court kill attempt, out of bounds. 8-5 DePaul as it went towards the bench. And a timeout is going to be called by head coach Greg Smith and the Toledo Rockets. We'll take a timeout with them. DePaul starting to gain the momentum back here in this third set. They have an 8-5 lead. Let's see if they can carry it. Coming up next after this timeout on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
You love sports. You have passion, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. It's Herb Lawrence of 670 The Score. Get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, just like I did. Check out their campus in Lombard with amazing equipment and staff. Get a jump on the competition with hands-on training in radio and TV. With internships, flexible classes, affordable tuition, and job placement, you can start a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Enrolling now for upcoming classes. Go to beonair.com/SCORE. That's beonair.com/SCORE.
And indeed, there's a lot of trouble brewing for the Toledo Rockets against the DePaul Blue Demons. That's courtesy of LL Cool J there, Ryan Fahey, and James Darby with you on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. You're home for DePaul Blue Demons women's volleyball. The Blue Demons have an 8-5 lead here in this third set. If they win this third set, they win the match. It's that simple. Callie Huebner to serve once again for the Blue Demons off of that Toledo timeout. Huebner with the jump serve left to right over. Johnson with the dig there, and it's going to go to the bench. Rockets recover nicely and get it back over to Tyler Graham. Now Colin Smith, near side at the perch. Caitlin Coffey, but that is two. Oh, no, I was going to say it was deflected. It is going to be a Blue Demon point, 9-5.
Even though DePaul got that point right there, I just want to point out number one on Toledo, Alex Hines with a great save running into the other side of the tables over there. Unfortunately, DePaul did get that point, though.
Blue Demons with a 9-5 lead. Tap over, not enough for Smith or Chanos to get to. Off the tap over the double block, the Rockets back within three at 9-6.
DePaul got to shake that one off. 9-6, they'll have a nice lead. Sarah, don't want them getting a little too closer.
Sarah Ross into the game now for the Rockets and will serve. Sarah Ross, 5'7 freshman from Granger, Indiana. Standing serve right to left. Chanos to Smith. Far side, Gallup hits the near corner, and it's a kill for Sage Gallup, and it's 10-6 DePaul.
Looking like a true leader out there on the court, wouldn't you say, Ryan?
Absolutely. The VCU transfer doing it once again, showing her dominance that she can bring each and every night. Tyler Graham to LeBaire with a jump serve now left to right over. Towards the back line, the Rockets play it up. And over to Nibblebach and down. Nicely done there by Rachel Vaderick. Off the nice assist there from Alex Hines. It's now 10-7 DePaul. Lead now down to 3. Haley Sendelbach checks into the game as Rachel Vaderick takes a seat. And the libero, Maggie Johnston, now to serve for Toledo. Running serve right to left over. Heeman with the take to Colleen Smith. Quick tap over there, and she's thwarted by the double block at Toledo. And they're back within 2 at 10-8.
Toledo making a nice little comeback, 10-8 right here. Maggie Johnston serving again, the junior. She's averaging 2.41 digs per game, actually. Let's see how that comes into play right here.
Smith off that serve to Gallup, and that's going to count for a Blue Demon point.
Oh, like a rocket sending the other way.
11-8 Blue Demons, and the freshman Brittany Maxwell checks into the game. Lexi Chanos takes a seat. Colleen Smith, the junior setter, back to serve. Jump serve now left to right over to the back line of the Rockets. Played on the near side to the perch. Off the double block, stays on the ball side. It's coming close to us, but Smith bumps it back to the far side. Over to Sage Gallup, off the double block, and Gallup gets the kill again. 12-8 DePaul.
DePaul trying to get a little more space. The lead won't let them go away. Biggest lead for DePaul this game has been 4. See if they can extend it.
Colleen Smith once again to serve for the Blue Demons. Over a 4-point lead here in this third set, 12-8. And a lob serve goes out of bounds. 13-8 DePaul. DePaul getting on a roll here, James.
Let's see if they can extend it for this set right here. Colleen Smith really rolling right now.
13-8 DePaul here in this third set. They win this third set, they win the match. Lob serve left to right over to the 10-foot line of the Rockets. Goes back to the double block and out of play. Off that tap over from Toledo to the DePaul bench. 14-8 Rockets. Greg Smith calls another timeout. He wants to settle things down and talk things over with his Rockets. It's 14-8 DePaul. Let's see if they can keep the momentum riding and try to close this third set out with a bang. Coming up next here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
You love sports. You have passion, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. It's Herb Lawrence of 670 The Score. Get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, just like I did. Check out their campus in Lombard with amazing equipment and staff. Get a jump on the competition with hands-on training in radio and TV. With internships, flexible classes, affordable tuition, and job placement, you can start a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Enrolling now for upcoming classes. Go to beonair.com/SCORE. That's beonair.com/SCORE.
Welcome back in Chicagoland, SportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Ryan Fahey, James Darby with you here. You're home for DePaul Blue Demons Volleyball, Chicagoland, SportsRadio.com. It's the third set. DePaul has a 14-8 lead over the Toledo Rockets. If you're just tuning in, DePaul has won the first two sets by a score of 25-16, and then in the second set, 25-22. Colin Smith once again back to serve for that Toledo timeout. Blue Demons have a 6-point, 14-8 lead. Jump serve left to right, lobs over to the 10-foot line of Toledo. Now to the far side, front of that, off the double block, and out of bounds it goes off of that double block. The point will go for the Rockets, and they're back within 5 at 14-9.
Always interesting to see how teams that are, like DePaul was just on a roll, then they have to come to a complete stop by that timeout. Interesting to see if they can still have that momentum going with them. See how it goes from here on out.
Stands here from Alex Hines right to left to Smith. Now to Gallup, who comes in from the 10-foot line. And it's going to be a point for the Blue Demons. That's going to be a net violation against Toledo, 15-9 DePaul. DePaul looking to already match its win total from last year. They're 2-1 overall. They only had 3 wins all of last year, and they're seeking their third victory here tonight, and they've only had 4 matches total. At the play at the battle of the night, won by Randy Leith. Nicely done there, 16-9 Blue Demons.
Nice little two-hander right over the net there. Toledo was not ready for that one.
16-9 DePaul. Haley Boyser now back to serve, and Kelsey Horvath checks into the game, the sophomore from San Diego, California. She in her first action here tonight.
Good for her to get out here in this third set right here.
Haley Boys on the running serve, left to right over to the back line of Toledo. 10-foot line play now set up to the near perch. Over the double block, dig by Boyser. Now it's Horvath to set up. Quick tap over play, and
right
she follows.
Away.
And one of her best friends, Colleen Smith, she follows it with her own version of the Smith scoop, 17-9 DePaul.
Talk about making a first impact right there, right away in the game, getting a point for DePaul.
Kelsey Horvath, nicely done. That's her first kill tonight. Boyser with the serve now. It's 17-9 DePaul. They are rolling here in this third set. Set up now, far side over the double block. Hits off of Graham to the DePaul bench. Goes out of play off DePaul. And the Toledo Rockets get the point, 17-10. A couple substitutions now is into the game. It's number 14, Annie Beasley, along with number 16, Marissa Leonard for the Toledo Rockets. University of Toledo, 242 miles away from McGrath-Phillips Arena, about a four-hour drive.
You trying to make that drive tonight?
No, of course not. Running serve right to left over. Off the double block, hits off the lead nicely, but Huebner didn't see it coming. It hits off her arm backwards, and Toledo gets a point again, and they're back within six, 17-11.
Down but not out for Toledo. Yes, they were down by a big margin, but they are coming back, and you know what? They are not going to give up without a fight. This game is still far from over.
Marissa Lennon on the right to left serve. Horvath sets it up to Randy Lee, trying to tap it over the double block, but is denied on that one. And the Rockets now on a nice little bit of a rally here, down by five now, 17-12.
Looking really good. Only down five. Let's see how this plays for DePaul. Letting them get back a little bit. You probably just want to end it right here.
So on that right to left serve once again there from Leonard. Near side now for Maxwell over the double block. Dig by Johnson. We get a whistle and a point will go to the Blue Demons. As that is going to be an attack violation against the Rockets. 18-12 now the score. Randy Leith now to serve for the DePaul Blue Demons.
Checking in for DePaul as well as number 13, Caitlin Coffey.
Leith on the left to right serve. Play now far side, front of the net over the double block, and it's thwarted away by the double block of Kelly Huebner and Caitlin Coffey. That duo has worked out quite well in front of the net.
Yes,
19-12
indeed.
DePaul.
Guarantee you they probably played some high school basketball and they're like, how tall these girls are.
Left to right serve from Leith again. Far side now switching near side over the 10-foot line, and a misplay there by Annie Beasley. In front of her own net, makes it 20-12 DePaul. They are 5 points away from winning this match and going to 3-1 on the season.
Well, you know the future is looking really bright for DePaul with Brittany Maxwell, only a freshman. They get four more years.
Off that setup from the block from Maxwell, nothing doing there, 21-12 Blue Demons. And they are up by nine, looking for their first double-digit lead of the night. Taking a seat will be Callie Huebner. As we're going to have a couple substitutions now, as Huebner's going to go take a seat. We'll get the official order who's checking in just a second. As into the game now, Maya Reed for Callie Huebner. Sarah Ross now into the game for Annie Beasley. So Randy Leith once again back to serve, up by nine, 21-12. To the back line, Johnson digs. Far side set up front of the net for the Rockets, off the double block and down again. That time it's Maya Reed and Caitlin Coffey. It's a double-digit lead for DePaul, 22-12. They are looking to put the exclamation point on this match right now, James.
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully they play as well like this tomorrow in that doubleheader. Keep this momentum with them.
Serve too long by Randy Leith behind the back line. It's a point for the Rockets, now down by nine, 22-13.
Can hear number one on DePaul, Tyler Graham, saying, let's finish it. Agree with her 100%.
Randy Lee takes the seat. Haley Boyser back in. Haley Sendelbach now with the running serve right to left, as that's going to hit off the St. John's banner here at the arena. And Caitlin Coffey is going to tap that one back over. Good awareness by DePaul. Play up now. Nice dig by Kelsey Horvath. Graham sets it up. Near side for the lefty, Maxwell. She's going to get the kill. Brittany Maxwell, the freshman, with her ninth kill of the night. 23-13, Blue Demons.
Brittany Maxwell is a magnet to the ball. She is everywhere. Wherever the ball is, I feel we're seeing Brittany Maxwell right around there.
Lexi Chanos now into the game for Brittany Maxwell, who you just mentioned. Chanos, the sophomore from, or junior, excuse me, from Madison, Wisconsin. Left to right serve over. DePaul 2 points away from taking the match. Cross court attempt. Off the take from Chanos, goes out of bounds. Good effort, though, but not enough as the Rockets get the point.
Yeah,
and now back down nine, 23-14.
Definitely a good effort right there from Chanos, diving on the floor. Almost had it, just a little bit off the play.
Now serving into the game, Maddie Strahl for the Toledo Rockets. Strahl, the 5'10 senior from Toledo, Ohio.
Trying to keep this set still alive for Toledo, 23-14.
Right to left standing serve. Graham with a dig, bumped up by Horvath. Now to Boyser, and Graham was going to get it. No, they weren't sure who was going to get it either. And a kill with authority, nicely done, Rachel Vaderick. That'll be her eighth kill of the night.
Seeing there was a little miscommunication over there on the DePaul side. No one knowing who was going to get that one hit right there. Graham thought someone else was going to get it. She got it the last minute. Move on from it, 23-15. Still got a nice lead.
I do apologize. I did say 23-16. It's 23-15, DePaul. As that one is going to get over, but the double block nicely worked for the Rockets.
You saw
and
the
now
future.
And now it's 23-16.
You were predicting that one.
That's not what I wanted to predict over DePaul. That's not what I was going with, though. So now that it is 23-16, Blue Demons, their lead cut to seven. Back to serve, once again, Maddie Strahl. Standing serve right to left into her own net, and we have set and match point coming up for the DePaul Blue Demons. And Sage Gallup in for Haley Boyser.
DePaul fans are getting on their feet for this one, cheering, clapping. These girls have played a very nice, all three sets were very impressive. Overall, the whole match, great.
Callie Hubner now about to check in for Maya Reed to serve. And it looks like Hubner will not be serving. Coach. She'll be taking a seat. Maya Reed's going to go back and serve. Now, Nadia Edwards has a laugh about that one. 24-16 match point, set point coming up for the Blue Demons right now. It's Maya Reed's serve. Left to right, it goes over to behind the 10-foot line of the Rockets. Playing out front of that with authority. Nicely down Rachel Vaderick again. That's kill number 9, and it's 24-17. And now checking back into the game now will be number 4, Sage Thomas. And now it's Sarah Ross to serve for Toledo. 24-17, still setting match point for DePaul. It's Sarah Ross to serve for the Rockets to try to keep this one alive still.
Coach Nadia Edwards has to be very pleased with the play of her girls in this set.
Huebner now into the game for Reed. Horvat sets it up to Coffey, and that'll do it.
There we go.
The DePaul Blue Demons sweep the Toledo Rockets in three sets, 25-16, 25-22, and in the third set that you just listened to here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, 25-17, the DePaul Blue Demons have matched their win total from last year already in four matches. They're 3-1 on the season, and it's only looking good here on out for the DePaul Blue Demons, wouldn't you say, James?
All three sets, great for the DePaul women. Glad that they got this match. The future has to look very bright on this DePaul side. Like I was mentioning earlier, Brittany Maxwell is only a freshman. They have Caitlin Coffey, a sophomore. Future looks bright here in Chicago.
Take a look at the upcoming schedule now for the DePaul Blue Demons, as they will have the Eastern Illinois Panthers coming up tomorrow, the Evansville Purple Aces, I apologize. Evansville will be Saturday at 12 noon tomorrow, and at 7 p.m. it'll be the Eastern Illinois Panthers that the DePaul Blue Demons will square off against tomorrow. So we will come back and do our post-game wrap-up with Coach Nadia Edwards in about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on when she gets out of the locker room. We'll have that coming up and wrap things up and look ahead towards tomorrow. That's up in about 5 to 10 minutes here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Tom Waddle. You may know me as good old number 87 or as the better half of the Waddle and Sylvie show. People often ask me, hey Tom, how could you be so slow and make it in football? Well, I ignore that question and then they ask, Tom, how can I be on radio and TV like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination and you need to learn how it all works. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, you can do just that. ICB is enrolling students for day and evening classes right now. You can learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play or shoot and edit video. Plus, you'll have a chance to get internships where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. And with job placement assistance, you can start your new career in less than a year. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. See what the Illinois Center for Broadcasting has to offer. Visit ICB today. Beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
You love sports, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. Get those skills, like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in sports radio, TV, or digital media. With internships at Chicago sports stations, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now for day or night classes, go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience, and a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused, and if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
You love sports. You have passion, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. It's Herb Lawrence of 670 The Score. Get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, just like I did. Check out their campus in Lombard with amazing equipment and staff. Get a jump on the competition with hands-on training in radio and TV. With internships, flexible classes, affordable tuition, and job placement, you can start a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Enrolling now for upcoming classes. Go to beonair.com/SCORE. That's beonair.com/SCORE.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Tom Waddle, and I'm here to tell you how to get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, day and night classes, affordable tuition, and job placement assistance, you could start a new career in less than a year at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
SportsTownChicago.com is the internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience. And a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused. And if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin. It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn, be ready to get in here, and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
It is every much the school where you get out of it what you put into it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard gets results.
My name is Misty Callahan, and I am a traffic reporter for Total Traffic and Weather Network.
From being on air to the all-important behind the scenes.
You're constantly doing projects, and it's like not just in class stuff, too. I mean, there are projects you have to do outside of class time as well as interning.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting Lombard campus is where you go if you're serious about a career in broadcasting.
You had to come up with the show topics. You had to research the show topics, come up with talking points for your host. So it's not something that you just take a lackadaisical approach to, but if it's something that you really want to do, if you really want to be a reporter, if you really want to be on air, you really want to be a camera guy, then yeah, it's a program that'll at least give you the entry-level skills to help you get that first job in the business.
I'm Jonathan Hood, instructor at Illinois Center for Broadcasting at Lombard, and I suggest that you find out more today by going to the website beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
What's up, Chicago? It's Rufio. Are you looking to get hands-on training for a career in radio or TV?
Welcome back in Chicagoland, SportsRadio.com, your home for DePaul Blue Demons women's volleyball. They take it in three straight sets over the Toledo Rockets. And now joining us gracefully, and they have matched their three wins from all of last season and four matches here this season, and she puts a big smile about that, and you can't blame her for it. Head coach Nadia Edwards joins us here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. First of all, welcome back to having you behind the headset. It's truly an honor. It's not an honor. Okay, we'll get that fixed off in just a second. Can you hear me now? Nope, we seem to be having another technical issue, but I think I can hear you anyway, so I'll stand a little bit closer now. Okay. So you can hear me. Nonetheless, three straight sets. It went quickly. It's only 8:30 and we're having this. Usually we might be beginning another set right about now. Overall, what was working for you guys and what really, you know, what worked for you guys out there? Because everything seemed to be clicking and it just worked out there for you guys.
Yeah, you know, this is our first match of the year at home. We have 12 matches a season that we're at home, and we really want this to be a place where we have confidence, where we can exude it at the beginning, we can have that chemistry and make it a tough place for our opponents to come in. So, you know, our focus was on our side and really focusing on our tempo and focusing on our first contact as well as our last, and I really think that they put together a really solid match.
Coach, I just have a quick question about Brittany Maxwell, your star freshman. She played a great match tonight overall. I just wanted to say, or wonder, what are your thoughts on her play so far this early season?
I think that she's come out, you know, great this first season. And I think she's got a lot of confidence as a freshman. She's got a lot of shots offensively. She's a big block. And she's, you know, fits perfectly into our system. And I can, you know, really compliment her in terms of her stepping up every single time that we need her and being able to perform every single night.
Right. She did have a really good match overall. I had a comment, actually, like, she is a magnet to the ball. She was everywhere tonight.
Now, this was actually the first time I've seen Tyler Graham play on the court in such a long time. She was out, obviously, last year due to the foot injury. Overall, taking a look at the stat sheet overall, 11 digs. Really big for you guys defensively as the libero tonight. Talk about her play and what she really did for you guys out there tonight.
You know, Tyler's a natural leader, and so that was one of the things that we, you know, saw the most in terms of her coming back, is her leadership on the court, the way that she directs her teammates, directs traffic. Also, her ball control is always needed in terms of the first ball contact on passing and on defense, and so having her back is just a great thing.
Now, taking a look at the upcoming schedule for you guys, you got Evansville tomorrow at noon and Eastern Illinois tomorrow at 7. What's the message you told your team, and what's the game plan for tomorrow?
We continue to focus on our side and get better. I think that there was a couple things during the match that we could have improved on, and so we're going to go and tackle those things tomorrow.
All right. The DePaul Blue Demons, 3-1 overall. They've matched their win total from the 2014 campaign. And Nadia Edwards, I know you. That's a big relief for you guys as well coming off of that season. And you've also mentioned to me before we were talking and before this game even started that everybody seems to be maturing a little bit more, and everything's really been progressing for you guys. So we'll get to see a lot more of that tomorrow as well. And you get to hear all of that here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Coach Edwards, thanks again for the postgame. We will see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, that's DePaul head coach Nadia Edwards with us here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Her team moves to 3-1 overall on the 2015 campaign. So for James Darby, I'm Ryan Fay signing off. We'll be back here tomorrow, 12 noon, only here at ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.